MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. The Twins had afternoon baseball today against the Rangers, although they probably wish they didn't.
This ball has popped up. And that ball is towards first. Should put this one out of its misery. Berger's under it. He makes the catch. And Duran, a 1-2-3 inning in the ninth. That's not unusual here at Target Field. The difference is it was Ezekiel Duran and not Juan Duran. All Rangers, 16-3. They blow out the Twins. They win the rubber match, take 2 of 3. Twins go just 2-4 on this homestand as they now pack up and head to Houston.
Twins radio with a final call. That three-game series against the Astros starts tomorrow night. The Vikings had their final day of the three-day minicamp in Eagan. Kevin O'Connell says this will help when training camp rolls around next month.
They do get, you know, exposure to answering that question on a daily basis. Can I be trusted? Can I be a player that knows what to do? And then, you know, we work on the fundamentals and techniques of how to do that. And then eventually they're going to have to compete, you know, every single rep against our own team, against another team for a couple days in the three preseason games to figure out what I think is going to be a very difficult process of getting this roster from 91 down to 53.
That's Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell. He was also awarded the 2025 Horrigan Award for the NFL coach that best helps the writers do their job.
To me, it's a special award because I know going on three and a half years ago, I can remember being in this very indoor at my opening press conference and making a point to respect not only the jobs you all have to do here locally, which can be a very difficult, kind of delicate job at times. And I just want you guys to know here locally and the folks that I see a lot that I respect the relationships we've been able to build.
Next week, it's the final round of OTAs. Training camp gets underway July 27th at TCO Performance Center in Eagan. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.